Like OMG.
Welcome to our podcast. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Estelle. We've been best friends for 15 years and we are nostalgic for all things early 2000s.
This is a show where we revisit all of our favorite movies, TV shows, books, and music from growing up.
Because we literally can't move on. Our last watch of 2022.
You're right. Oh my god, it is our last watch.
Oh my gosh. Aww. So it's basically been a year.
Yeah, it's been over a year. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's weird.
It is weird.
I feel like we've been doing this for much longer than a year.
It does. It does feel longer. I think it's because we put so much time and work and stuff into it. So it feels like more time, but I don't know. And it's like natural. It's normal now.
Yeah.
But yeah. Back with some more wintry movies.
Oh, yes.
What are we watching this week?
Today, we are watching The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe, which I didn't realize how long.
It's a really long
time. I just always call it Narnia.
Narnia. It's Narnia. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. I'm really excited about this one because I don't remember anything. And I those are always the most fun. Like,
I've been wanting to watch this for a while. So I'm like ready to watch it.
Yeah. Well, you just like read it. So it makes sense.
Well, not just. I read it in the summer.
Right. Well, I mean, within the year. You read it within the year.
Yes. And I really wanted to watch it after I finished reading it. So now I'm like, it's time.
It's time. It's finally here. You get to compare it.
I know. Well, the book, it was good.
Yeah.
They're really short, so.
Okay. Yeah.
And as I was reading it, I was, like, remembering the movie, and I was like, wow, I feel like the movie, kind of like with Bridge to Terabithia, it's a very short book, so I feel like the movies do so well of, like, fleshing everything out. All right. So the movie came out. It premiered on December 7th, 2005.
Okay.
Which, 2005 is forever ago.
That is forever ago. That's weird. I remember when it came out. Like, you know.
Really?
I do.
I don't remember it coming out. I just remember we're a big, like, fantasy family. So, like, any movie that has to do with, like, any weird creature, like, anything at all that's, like, witchy, wizardy.
Yep.
Cool, great, we're watching.
That's totally your whole family vibe.
So, it was directed by Andrew Adamson, who directed Shrek 1 and 2, which I thought was really interesting.
Wow, that's cool.
And I was
cool.
Like, okay, cool. I trust him to make this movie then.
Right.
But also from going from like directing a like cartoon.
Yeah. And also, I don't remember much, but I don't remember this movie being funny. And Shrek was like funny.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but that, yeah, it's kind of more of a funnier movie.
Yeah, and this is like, what I do remember of it, it's like serious.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Which makes sense because they wanted, okay, here's the name.
Okay.
Guillermo del Toro. Do you know who that is?
That sounds really familiar.
They wanted him to direct it. He, but at the time they were doing this, he was doing Pan's Labyrinth. I don't know if you've seen Pan's Labyrinth.
No, I haven't. But that sounds familiar too. I don't know.
It was like, again, some like fantasy movie that my dad was like, we're gonna watch this, but I don't think it was appropriate for me to watch in second, third grade.
Yeah.
Because it was freaking scary.
Interesting. Okay.
And he did the new Pinocchio movie. But he's just like a really like fantasy, like horror kind of darker movies.
His name sounds really familiar.
I'm sure there's things that you've seen of his.
Yeah.
But
wow, okay, that's cool. So they got like a really good they wanted him.
They wanted him. Okay. Yeah, but he was doing Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh, I see.
And then I think Shrek had just won like some award, and so they kind of trusted Andrew to do it.
Okay.
So it's based on the 1950s novel The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, which was the first published but second chronological novel in the children's book series, The Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis. There's like seven books in this series, but they're like all out of order. The way he wrote them and then the way that you should read them.
Why? Like, what happened?
I feel like he was like writing them and then after he finished them all, he was like, I feel like it would make sense if they were in a different order. Yeah.
I haven't read them, and I don't remember the movie, so I don't know how, but just listening to that, that makes no sense.
It's very confusing, but like the book that I have, it has all seven books in that book, and they're already in the order that you should read them.
Mm-hmm.
So like he wrote The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, but then he like later wrote basically the prequel to that of like how Narnia came to be, because in this movie it's just already there.
Okay.
So then he wrote The Magician's Nephew, which is like how it all started.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, reading it, like opening it up and reading The Magician's Nephew first, I was like, I'm confused because I know the movie.
Right.
And I know these kids. So the entire time I was like, well, I just want to like read these kids that I already am familiar with. But after reading it and then going into the second book, I was like, oh, it's cool having like a little bit of backstory.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, interesting. So, but that's interesting that they chose to make a movie out of the second book then.
Yeah.
Weird.
But there's nods to the first book in the movie.
Okay.
I think definitely The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is set up more to be a better movie than The Magician's Nephew.
Okay. Gotcha.
Because there's not a lot happening. Mm. It's just kind of like, this is how Narnia was like started.
Okay. All right.
But.
Cool.
I didn't read. I only read the first two. Okay. So I don't know much after that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are. There's two Narnia movies. Yeah.
I definitely never saw the second one.
It's called Prince Caspian.
Yeah. Did not see it.
And I, did not see it.
Yeah.
So we have quite a cast and crew here. So we have William Moseley as Peter Pevensie. Again, I haven't seen the movie in so long, I don't know how to say their last names.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Anna Popplewell as Susan. Skander Kynes as Edmund. Georgie Henley as Lucy. We have Liam Neeson as the voice of Aslan, which I did not know that.
What?
I was like, what? We have Tilda Swinton as the White Witch and James McAvoy as Mr. Tumnus.
Okay.
But reading that, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Liam Neeson?
Neeson? Is that the lion?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha.
Basically, like, Jesus slash God.
Okay. Gotcha.
And then the budget was $180 million, and in the box office, it made $745 million.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was like gasping in the middle of yawn. Oh my God.
Which
was, that's
like,
a lot.
It became the third highest grossing film of 2005.
Whoa.
Want to guess what the other two was? Were?
I don't know.
Words are hard.
What are they?
They're both very big of like other series.
Is that another Shrek movie?
No, the first one was Goblet of Fire. Harry Potter.
Okay, okay,
and then
gotcha.
The second one was Star Wars Revenge of the Sith.
Okay.
Wow. And then Narnia.
That's really surprising to me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like people, we rewatch Harry Potter all the time, but like, is Narnia like that? Do people
revisit it? I feel like they wanted it to be Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Like movie-wise, because obviously this was written way before.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but it was like C.S. Lewis and even J.R. Tolkien, who did Lord of the Rings, like, this was like at the same time and they were friends.
Interesting.
So it was,
that's
like
cool.
There's like the Lord of the Rings movies, and I feel like they were kind of waiting for a way to get Narnia like as big as those.
This conversation is giving me deja vu for Percy Jackson. They wanted the movies to be like Harry Potter, but it just didn't work out.
I mean basically, yeah. And it was like the same response. It was with Percy and Narnia, when they wanted to adapt the movies, I guess they wanted at first for it to be television. And I guess C.S. Lewis back then had responded and was like, they'd be no good on TV. Humanized beasts can't be presented to the eye without at once becoming either hideous or ridiculous. I wish the idiots who run the film world would realize that there are stories that are for the ears alone. I was like, damn. And then he did include like the film rights as part of his estate, which were then like sold. And then his stepson and like his like executor over like his book rights said after seeing like what could be accomplished with CGI, like kind of realizing we've come some way from yeah. like back then to 2005
mm-hmm.
and it wouldn't be like stupid looking.
Yeah.
He agreed to sell the rights to Walden Media, and then at the time, like, the success of Harry Potter was kind of influencing that as well.
Okay.
Because when they were talking about wanting to make it a TV show or a movie, they wanted to modernize it and then put it in the U.S. And basically, like, change the whole thing. But it's, like, now it's a very British story.
Okay.
Because it, like, literally is taking place in, like, a certain time era in, like, England.
Okay.
But then the success of Harry Potter was like, oh, look, see, there's another, yeah, like, franchise right. that can be popular. Not everything has to be, like, Americanized.
Right, right. Interesting.
So that helped
okay.
a lot.
Huh. So, wait, was C.S. Lewis already, had he already passed away when this movie was made?
Yeah, he died in 1963.
Okay. Interesting.
So, it was, I mean, yeah, if this the books came out in 1950, then
yeah,
he wasn't around that much
yeah, he
longer
wasn't
afterwards.
To see the success of it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Interesting.
He was 64 when he died.
Oh, that's young.
Yeah, but I guess his family and his estate thought that, I mean, Goblet of Fire, there were, like, at the time of 2005, it was, like, dragons and shit, so, like,
yeah,
CGI. And
everybody loves those movies.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. And I remember this movie being good. Like, I remember it was good, you know? Not a Percy Jackson, like, it was good, like, you know.
And then at the 78th Academy Awards, the film won for best makeup and but was also nominated for best sound mixing and best visual effects.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, and I think that goes, I feel like makeup goes hand in hand with CGI because it's like,
yeah,
I mean, yeah, you can animate whatever, but I'm sure all the amount of, like, makeup and everything that went into creating like some of the creatures that probably were, like, you can't animate and CGI everything,
right?
So yeah, I'm excited to watch it all.
I am too. I'm really excited
because it's been a while.
It's been so long. I don't remember anything about it. I think I had it on DVD because I can remember the DVD cover, but I mean, I must have only watched it one or two times. Like, I really don't remember.
I remember. Can, like, vaguely think of the cover. Yeah.
It was kind of, like, shimmery. Like you moved it.
Yeah.
It was like, what's that word? Like, holograph? Not holograph.
Yeah.
Like,
I get you.
Word? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was like that. I would always, like,
scratch
them.
That's what it was. That was it. Yes. That was the
it
texture.
Was like,
yes. Like, exactly. And it was, like, blue, and there was a line and all that stuff on it. But I remember, only thing I really remember is being scared of the Snow Queen girl.
Yeah.
That woman. Like, I was scared of her.
Oh, yeah.
When I was
She's
little.
Scary.
That's really the only thing I remember. And I remember the guy, the, is he a goat or a horse? There's, like, a guy that's, like, half.
Mr. Tumnus.
Yeah, I kind of remember him. But that's it. I don't remember anything else. So
he's, what Grover is.
Satyr?
Satyr.
Satyr.
Yeah.
That's the word. Yes. That's it. That's all I remember, though. And I remember snow. Lots of snow. Like, it feels like a winter movie.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I'm going to cry.
Is it sad?
I don't remember. I'm like, I don't know if I should say this,
okay,
but I feel like I'm going to cry.
Okay.
But I also cry over everything. So.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
So
I'm excited to hear how it differs from the book, like, because you've read it. So
I know. I'm excited.
Cool.
All right.
Well, then let's watch it. We'll be back with our thoughts. We're back.
I would like to start off with an apology. There's three movies. Not two.
I know, before we started it, I was like, what the heck is that? Like, is there a third one?
There's Prince Caspian, and then there's Voyage of the Dawn Treader.
Okay.
I didn't even know about that one.
Matt walked in too, and he was like, what is that? Like, I don't think, has anyone seen that movie?
Now I want to, like, watch them all.
I know.
I'm very curious.
Yeah. How was it compared to the book?
It made me want to continue reading it.
It did?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I liked it. But that was the thing. I don't know with the other movies. I know they bring in different characters.
Yeah.
But in the books, I think I started the third one, but it was different characters. And I was like, I just got used to the kids.
Yeah.
And now you're going to give me someone else?
Interesting. Okay.
So I'm not, I mean, maybe it all comes together in the end. But, like, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Okay.
The heck?
Yeah, it's kind of weird to, like, continue a story in the same world without the people yeah. that you're with. Like, it's weird. I don't know.
It's like I'm not in it for the world. Like, I'm yeah. in it for the characters.
Totally. All right. Well, that was really good.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, this was good. I'm surprised that, I mean, maybe Prince Caspian did do really well, and I just didn't yeah. ever watch it. I don't know, but I feel like I don't really hear people talk about this series all that much, but I feel like that was really good.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
It made me think of, like, are there any, like, new good fantasy movies nowadays?
I don't know. I have no idea. I haven't seen one in a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's, like, Stranger Things, you know, like, series that kind of yeah. have, like, but it's not the same. It's not, like, new world building. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Interesting. I don't know.
I mean, I guess people would fight and be, like, Game of Thrones and those kind of shows. Okay. But, like, I feel like it's not yeah. the same.
Yeah. I don't feel like it's the same either. Especially something family friendly.
Family
friendly. yeah. So the first thing I wrote is, this is so fucking sad. Like, immediately. Yeah, I mean,
we're starting off with bomb raids. Like, so.
In the middle of their neighborhood. Like,
yeah.
It is so sad. Like, what are we watching? Like, I did not remember any of that. Like, the where, yeah. how they end up in this house. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah. We start with these bombs dropping, and the kids and the mother are running into, like, a like bomb cellar
yeah.
shelter, and we do see right off the bat that Edmund is sort of like I don't know if like the black sheep is the right word, but he yeah. seems like a separate
mm-hmm.
like separate, because they're running to the shelter and the older brother is like, come on, like, let's get to the shelter, and Edmund like runs back to get a picture from the house,
yeah,
and the brother like yells at him like, I told you to get in the shelter, yeah. like, you know,
why don't you do as you're told?
Exactly. Do as you're told. Even though he was just trying to get a picture of his dad. Like,
yeah.
I get that. And yeah. I assumed the dad was dead at that point. I was like, oh. But I guess the dad is in the war. Mm-hmm. He's fighting.
Yeah, we're kind of like immediately learning that Peter's kind of acting as the man of the mm-hmm. house.
He's sort of stepped in for his father.
Yeah. And Edmund doesn't listen.
Yeah, and Edmund does not listen. Edmund was... Like, I know, he's a child, but, know. Like, he was annoying the shit out of me for the first...
Literally, every time I'm just like, here, Edmund being a stupid fucking idiot again, like...
It's like, God, Edmund, what are you doing? Every time he'd rat someone out to the queen, mm-hmm. I was like, bro, like, what is your problem? Like, oh my God, did you not learn the first time?
Oh,
God, he was driving me crazy.
And so then we see the kids are getting sent away because of the war.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically dropped in the middle of nowhere in, like, this big-ass mansion.
Yeah.
Which
was that a thing? Did kids get, like, shipped away from yeah. war zones to, like, live with people?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Because it was, like, the men would go to war and, like,
yeah.
most of the women would, like, serve to, like, help send supplies or yeah. like whatever, and then it was just like, send the kids away.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, but that's so sad. Like, oh my God, so sad. So yeah, living in a mansion, it's like a professor's house, mm-hmm. and we first meet like the house caretaker woman, and she's like, don't bother the professor. So you yeah. assume this professor is like really mean. It was giving series of unfortunate events, mm-hmm. like that was where my mind was
yeah.
at first. I thought he was gonna be like mean, because I didn't remember mm-hmm. like what happened, but so yeah, they're just trying to adjust to this new life in this new mansion, just the kids without parents, and I don't know, they're fighting a lot.
Yeah,
like there's definitely some tension.
So then they're like, oh, it'll be great here, like mm-hmm. it's totally fine. And then the first day they're there, it's, like, raining all day.
Mm-hmm.
So Lucy, the youngest, is like, can we play hide-and-go-seek?
Mm-hmm.
So then they start playing hide-and-go-seek. And, again, we kind of see, like, everyone's relationships within each other.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely Susan and Peter being, like, the mom and dad.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And...
And Edmund, like, resenting them yeah. for being that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like... Edmund doesn't want to be with Lucy because she's just, like...
The little kid.
The little kid.
Yeah, totally. But I kept like thinking though, like, I feel like Peter and Susan are really good siblings. Like, I was like, that's like, mm-hmm. they were always doing whatever to look out for the younger ones. And I thought it was really nice. I was like, wow.
Like, also watching, I knew they were young, but like looking at their faces,
they're young.
They're all such babies. So they're playing hide and go seek. Lucy finds the wardrobe,
mm-hmm.
goes to hide in it.
Mm-hmm. That scene where she first finds the wardrobe is so cool. Like it feels so magical. Mm-hmm. Like when she takes the cloth off the wardrobe and it falls in this slow motion. It's just like, oh my God. It's like, I want to be there. I want to do that. Like, how fun.
Yeah. I think at that point, I was literally thinking, I was like, this is so good. And mm-hmm. I immediately thought, I was like, how is the director like doing Shrek movies?
I know. It's so different. Like, so different. Yeah. And Shrek is so good. Like, he is obviously good at both kinds of movies. Like, mm-hmm. so good.
And so her stepping into Narnia,
mm-hmm.
they didn't show her the sets beforehand. And they didn't show her Mr. Tumnus beforehand. So her, like, stepping in and that whole scene is, like, her actual reaction to, like, seeing Narnia and everything.
Oh, my God. That's
And, like, same with all the kids when, like, Edmund comes in, like, for the first time. Like, it was, like, they wanted their reactions to, like, be genuine. I know.
That is so cute. Oh, my God.
And she said, like, when she saw, like, Mr. Tumnus, she, like, actually screamed. But she was like, it was in the script for me to scream, but I also just, like, screamed because it was, like, what? I bet. What? Like,
oh, that must have been so fun for her.
Being so young, like, and being in such a magical place.
Oh, that is so cool. Also, was that the guy from Split?
Yes.
That's that guy, isn't it? Okay, because I saw him and I was like, why does he look so familiar and I can't place it? I was
looking at everyone's, like, what have they done? And I was like, what would Rachel know them from? And I was like, I don't really know, but I did see those, like, Split. Yeah,
and he's in, like, lots of stuff.
Yeah.
But
because I know, like, James McAvoy, I know that name. Yeah,
right.
And I know that that's, like,
mm-hmm.
a relevant person.
Yes, but I couldn't, like, I can't think of much, but I know he's, So, yeah, she steps out into Narnia, and then we see him, and mm-hmm. he's a centaur.
He's a faun.
A faun. Okay, because every time they said that, I was like, oh, what's the difference? What is that?
I think it's just, like, depending on, like, whatever you're talking about. Like, Greek mythology would classify it as a satyr.
Okay.
But maybe in, like, more fantastical, like, I don't know.
Or maybe they just made up their own things, too. Like, I don't,
Because I know, like, even, like, Roman, like,
mythology
has different wording for them all, but they're all the same thing.
Yeah. That's really cool, though. Yeah. Because I was like, fun. What? Like, it's interesting. It's so cool. Like, that was cool. Yeah. And it's so gorgeous. I mean, the mm-hmm. snow. I was just like, oh, I want to be there. I want to go to there. So, yeah, they meet. And, like, also, what I remembered, too, was I remembered having a uneasy feeling related to him,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know why. Like, I didn't mention it earlier.
I'm so curious to, like, hear your thoughts of you not remembering anything, because even before I read the book, I feel like I really, like, knew the story and I knew everything that happened. Mm-hmm. But that's
I did not remember anything, like, anything at all.
Yeah,
I mean, I remembered not, like, having a weird feeling about him, but I didn't know why. Mm-hmm. But now I realize it's because he, like, tried to turn her in before he changed his mind or whatever, you know, because he, like, he takes Lucy to his cottage and he's like, oh, we can be friends, you know, and it's sweet, but there's just, like, a slight undertone of just uneasiness.
Yeah.
And that's probably what I remembered.
Like, he's so friendly and you feel like, oh, like, mm-hmm. he's so nice.
Yeah. But, like, for some reason you don't like him. You're like, why? Why don't I like
him?
There's something there. And I don't remember, like, him turning around, you know, all that stuff. So mm-hmm. I think that's all I remembered was just, like, feeling weird about him. And
yeah.
I was like, why do I have a bad feeling with mm-hmm. this guy showing up? But, yeah, so she goes to his house, and it's, like, this really cute cottage mm-hmm. in a rock. Like, it's so cool. And then he offers her some tea, and then he starts playing his little flute thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she, like, falls asleep.
Yeah.
He puts her to sleep. And she wakes up and it's, like, dark, and he's just like, he's torn. He's like, the queen tells us we have to turn any human in that comes into Narnia.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to turn you in, but I feel like I have to. And I'm trying to kidnap you and do that right now, but I don't want to do that.
Yeah. And Lucy's so sweet.
Lucy's so sweet. She's like, I thought we were friends. Like, oh, it's so sad. So then he's like, you're right. We are friends. Like, fine. Like, whatever. And so he helps her get back to the wardrobe instead of turning her in.
Mm-hmm. And she comes out thinking that she's been gone forever. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm back, I'm back, I'm back. And it's been 20 seconds.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, they haven't even finished counting for hide and seek yet.
Yep, exactly.
And they're all like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. And they go to the wardrobe. Mm-hmm. All the siblings are looking in it, opening it, knocking on the back of it. And they're like, it's just a wardrobe. Like, you're crazy. And Lucy's like, I know I was there. I was there. I was there. So then later that night, she gets up in the middle of the night to go back to the wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
To investigate it again, and it lets her through. So she's back in Narnia, and Edmund is following her because he was up going to the bathroom in the middle of the night. So he follows her to the wardrobe, and he makes his way through as well.
Mm-hmm.
And when he goes through, he's like, oh my god, like, Lucy, I believe you, like, mm-hmm. where are you? And he can't find her, so he starts fumbling and exploring on his own, and he runs into the Ice Queen. She's so creepy.
Yeah.
Like, her eyes are so creepy.
Mm. It was funny because, again, hold on. I need to go back and, how do you pronounce his name?
Yeah.
Guillermo del Toro.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Watching Pinocchio, I watched it last night, and the woman that plays the Ice Queen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is she in it?
Tilda Swinton. Mm-hmm. She's in Pinocchio.
Wow, I love that.
And I was like, what the heck?
That's so cool. Because
we were watching it, and we were like, who is this, like, the voice of this character? Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, wait, Tilda Swinton. And we're like, oh, wait, she's in Narnia, too.
That's so cool. I'm watching that tomorrow. I love that.
All connected. Yeah, but the queen is like, oh, Edmund, like, she's telling him he could be queen. He could be king.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh, how many of are you there? Like, whatever.
He tells her, I've got four. I'm one of four.
Mm-hmm.
Because also they keep referring to them, not as humans, but as sons of Eve. Son of Adam, daughter of Eve.
Yeah.
I feel like that's also your first hint that it's, like, going to be this, like, biblical reference.
It's a bunch of, I was, like, reading about it, and C.S. Lewis didn't like to call it, like, an allegory to Christian, like, whatever, but more, like, small, like, symbolisms.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I could see that.
But it is, like, really interesting. I don't care anything about religion, mm-hmm. but, like, reading it and watching the movie, it is, like, super interesting seeing all the, like, connections.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I thought it was cool. There were quite a few little things where I was like, I feel like that probably means something. Like,
yeah.
But I don't know, but I bet it does. Like, yeah. You know?
Oh, I said, like, in one of his last letters written in March of 1961, he wrote that the whole series works as kind of like each book is relevant to something. So the magician's nephew tells, like, the creation and how evil entered Narnia. And then the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is the crucifixation and resurrection. And then the next one is, like, the restoration of, like, true religion after corruption. And then it just, like, goes on and on and on about how, like, the story of Christ, basically.
Yeah. Hmm.
But it is.
That's
super
cool.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's really, like,
that's what, like, because my aunt, I remember my aunt having these books.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that was the one thing I always knew about them was it was like, oh, it's about
God.
God.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's, like, it's really interesting. I'm sure someone out there that's, like, a Christian wrote a really great paper about you know, like, about the little things in it. But, yeah, this queen is, like, everything about her, like, all of her scenes, all of her outfits, everything, her features, the makeup, everything is so cold. Like, blues and whites and just very cold. I thought the makeup was interesting for her because she has, like, nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, it seems like nothing.
It's very, like, plain.
Very plain. Mm-hmm. I liked it because I feel like a lot of the times the villains have really dramatic, sharp lines and, like, you know, when you think about, like, I don't know, Maleficent or something. Like, everything is, like, sharp angles and, like, dark
They said that they wanted her to have, like, black hair. But then...
Interesting.
I think the actress was like, I think it should be, like...
I feel like that is a great choice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because it's, like, ice. It's, like, cold.
And then at first, I mean, maybe at first you're like, oh, this is just, like, the queen.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't look, like, evil.
Yeah. Right. It's sort of, like, it's not as obvious.
Yeah.
Like, it could just be an Elsa, where you're like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. you're icy and cool, mm-hmm. you know? But it's, yeah, it's interesting.
So she kind of basically tells him, like, oh, come back with your family, and, like, I'd love to meet you mm-hmm. all and all that stuff.
Yep.
So she leaves, and then he finds Lucy.
Yeah.
And Lucy basically tells him that, like, oh, there's this, like, white witch, and she thinks she's the Queen of Narnia,
mm-hmm.
and she's evil.
Yep.
And he's like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And also, while Edmund's with the queen, he mentions the fawn.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Mr. Tumnus.
Yeah, he mentions him. He's yeah. like, oh, yeah. Or the queen asks, have you been here before or whatever? Mm-hmm. And he's like, my sister has. She spent some time with Mr. Tumnin.
Tumnus. Gino.
Gino! Oh, God! Yeah. Tumnus. So, yeah, now the queen knows that Tumnus was with Lucy and did not turn her in.
Mm-hmm.
So, they go back through the wardrobe, Edmund mm-hmm. and Lucy. And Lucy's so excited, she runs to wake up Peter and Susan. She's like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I made it back to Narnia, and now, like, I have a witness. Like, mm-hmm. Edmund came with me. He saw it, too. He knows I'm not lying, and it's real. And then Edmund just goes, like, no, it's not.
He's like, I was just playing along.
I was just playing. Like, you need to learn to grow up. Like, kids need to know when to stop lying, or whatever yeah. he says. Like, oh my God. Like, you're the worst.
It's like, at first, he was thinking, like, oh, now I'm going to be cool with Peter and Susan because I'm also like, time to grow up.
Right.
And then they're like, you fucking suck. Why are you making right. her cry?
Right. Exactly.
So God. Then he's even more like yeah. pissed at them because mm-hmm. he's just like, I just want to be like cool with you guys.
Right. Exactly. But he just takes it too far and he's mean about it. Oh, man. He drove me so crazy.
And that's when they run into the professor in the hallway.
Oh, yeah. Because
Lucy's crying.
Mm-hmm.
And the professor takes Peter and Susan into his office, and mm-hmm. they're like, it's our sister, sir. She, like, thinks she found some, like, magical land, like, blah, 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 blah. And the professor's like, you don't believe her?
Yeah, why, like, don't you believe her?
She's your family.
Is she a liar? And they're like, no. And they're like, he's like, well, is Edmund usually a liar? And they're like, yes. And then he's like, why don't you believe her then? Like,
and I feel like from that, I mean, for me, because I know, but mm-hmm. did you think the professor, like, knows about this?
I mean, it seemed like he, but I still don't really know how he, like, fits in. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. At first, I was like, is he Santa? Like, mm-hmm. that Santa that comes later? I thought they looked similar, but mm-hmm. I was like, maybe I just, like, they just look similar and that's all. But I don't know, like, if he's, I don't know what that's supposed to, like, so, mean.
Yeah. In the first book, The Magician's Nephew. It's about this kid, and his uncle is, like, weird and has, like, magical stuff or something. This is going to be a very, like, bad explanation of the first book.
The spark notes.
Yes. Here we go.
Yeah.
So the kid, like, finds his, like, uncle's study, and he has these, like, weird rings, and then the uncle somehow, like, is wanting to go to this magical place, but he can't because I think, I don't know, for some reason a kid has to do it or something.
Mm.
So he, like, bribes his nephew and his nephew's friend to, like, put on these rings and, like, go to this magical land and, like, tell him what's there or something.
Okay.
I don't really know the yeah. key details. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But they put on these rings. They go to this, like, world where there's, like, ponds. And then when you jump into pond, like, a certain pond, it, like, puts you in a different world.
Oh, that's cool.
So they go to this one pond. They find this, like, evil queen lady.
Mm-hmm.
Named, I forget what it was called. It was like Gilda or something. But okay. they said her name in the, like, movie. And
oh,
I was
they
like,
did?
I was like,
oh, is it not the that same queen?
It is.
Oh, it is yeah. the same one. Okay.
So basically, whatever, whatever, whatever. They, like, go on all these quests in these worlds. they like learn about how there was like once like this Aslan person that fought this queen before. Eventually the queen ends up following them, like grabbing onto them when they like put on a ring, and so she gets taken back to them, like in Earth.
Ooh.
And then like the magician is like, oh my gosh, like I'll do like anything for you. And she's like, no, you're nothing to me. Like I'm the ruler of this world now. And then everything like gets really crazy, and she's trying to like take over like London or something. And so there's like a whole thing. At one point they're like, she grabs a lamppost and they like put on the ring and grab her too. And so it like takes them back.
Oh, is that why?
So that's how the lamppost is there.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
And so, oh, I think he like bribes him because the boy, his like mom is sick. So he's trying to find a way to like cure his mom. And Aslan like gives him this apple and is like, oh, if she takes a bite, she'll be like, okay.
Oh.
So whatever, all this stuff happens, everything's okay in the end. Aslan gives him an apple to give to his mom. He does that. And then with the apple core, they plant a tree in their like house. And then like grows into a tree. And then the boy grows up. And then they cut down the tree and turn it into a wardrobe and puts it in his house.
Oh, so that boy is the
professor.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's so cool.
But I think it's been like so long since he was like a kid and went to Narnia, and probably also is like, as they were like, was that real? Was that like, I came back and like nothing changed or whatever. I was like in these worlds.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Aw, I love that. I love when they add details that like you have to read it to know.
Yeah.
Like you would never know. I would never know that.
And that's then really like cool. They said the professor's last name at one point, and I was like, did they say his last name in the book? Like I don't remember. I feel like his name was like, I remember the girl's name was Polly, but I don't remember the boy's name. But it was like, oh, interesting.
That's cool.
Like going into it, I did not know anything, and I was expecting like The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and then it was completely different.
Yeah.
Huh. But it was weird how it was like cool how it all connected.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, the lamppost. Oh, shit. Oh, the wardrobe. Oh, my gosh.
Well, then that
like,
makes all fitting. Sense. That's very cool.
But I'm curious as to like in the other movies. I want to read them and watch them now.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Well. Anyways.
That's really cool. Okay. Well, then that makes sense. Because the professor seems to know more than he's letting on, or at least hopes that it's real, whatever.
And the next day they're playing outside. Edmund smashes a window, so they're trying to hide.
Oh, Edmund. Always. Yeah. Trying to hide so they don't get in trouble, and they run into the room with the wardrobe. Then they're like, we gotta hide in the wardrobe. And when they go in this time, they all go into Narnia.
Did you see how, like, Edmund was basically the one who was like, let's hide in here. And they're like, are you serious?
Oh,
the wardrobe again?
Yep. He's like, got any better ideas?
Oh, because the queen was also like, oh, I'll give you all the sweets and candy that you want if you come back.
With all your siblings.
And he's like, okay. I think it was in the book that when she gives him the, like, candy or something, there's, like, some magic in it that, like, makes you want it.
Yeah.
Like, so bad you can't stop thinking about it.
That would make sense.
Which would make sense. But also, Edmund's just, like, a shit.
He's just a shit. Like, I don't know. I was trying to, like, I was trying to take myself out of myself now. And I was like, okay. Like, let me think about this kid. He's got a lot on his plate. He's in this weird house in this weird area away from his parents. His dad's at war. He doesn't get along with his siblings. Like, I was like, okay. He's troubled. But I was like, But still, you guys are all fighting. It's not like they're just picking on you. And also, like, I feel like he instigated it 9 out of 10 times. He was the one being a shithead, and they're like, stop being a shithead. Like, oh,
like, I'll show you. I'll be king.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. He's just so annoying. So yeah, they fall into Narnia. It's really cute. And again, Peter's just like such a good brother. Like, he was just like, apologize to your sister. Like, we didn't believe her. Like, and you came and you lied, even though you knew she was telling the truth. And Lucy was like, yeah, like, I guess it's just little kids need to stop lying.
I know,
she,
right?
Like,
I
love Lucy. His line back at him. It was so good. And then they follow Lucy because they're like, what should we do? Should we go back or not? And Peter's like, let's let Lucy decide. And Lucy's like, I want to go find Mr.
Tumnus.
And they're like, great. So that's what we'll do. And so they, like, trek through the snow to go back to Mr. Tumnus's house. Mm-hmm. And when they get there, the door is broken in.
Yep. It's been ransacked.
Everything is a mess. Mm-hmm. And he's not there.
And there's, like, a letter posted saying that he was, like, charged with treason for being with a human. Mm-hmm. Whatever, whatever.
Yep.
They're like, oh, shit.
Yep. And Lucy's like, we have to help. And Peter and Susan are like, why? Like, you know, like, this is terrible, but, like, you know, I don't think, what can we do? And Lucy's like, no, like, I'm the human. He helped me. And the queen found out he helped me. Mm-hmm. Like, we have to help.
And then Edmund's just like,
He's like, wow, weird. So weird. Let's go home. Like, oh, my God, he's so annoying. Like, that doesn't set him straight. Knowing that someone, like, got wrong, like, accused and, like, thrown in jail. And he still wants to trust this queen that did this to this house.
But she gives him sweets.
Like, oh my God. He's so dumb.
So then these beavers show up and then they're like, hey, we're friends with Mr. Tumnus.
Yeah. Follow us.
Follow us.
So they follow him to this, like, little cute little beaver dam. And they tell the kids about this prophecy. Mm-hmm. Which is so fun. Ever since reading Percy Jackson, I'm like, I love prophecy plots.
A prophecy.
Like, it's so like, ooh, what's it gonna be? Like, I'm so excited about it.
So the beaver's like, Aslan is on the move. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, okay, who's Aslan?
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, so the prophecy is that two sons of Adam and two daughters of Eve will defeat the White Witch and restore Narnia. Mm-hmm. And they're like, that's not us.
Can't be us. We don't know what's going on. It's not us.
They're like, sorry, this isn't about us. We just need to go.
Yeah.
Like, this is not our responsibility.
And they're like, yeah, let's head out. Wait a minute. Where's the shithead? He's run away. Like,
and then the beaver's like, has he ever been here before? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he has.
Do we know what he did when he was here? No.
But do we know where he was longingly looking the whole time he was walking with his siblings? At the queen's palace.
Bitch.
Now he's gone, and he's at the palace. And so they all, like, chase him there. But they don't go inside the palace. The other siblings are just watching, and the beavers are like, no, like, this is a trap. This is exactly what she wants. Mm. She wants all four of you so she can stop the prophecy from coming true. So you guys can't go in there and save him yet. Like,
yeah.
It's just a trap.
So Edmund goes in there and he's like, hey, I'm back. And she's like, where the fuck are your siblings?
Yep.
Like, are you actually stupid?
Yep. And he's like, well, they wouldn't listen to me. And she's like, bitch, I'm throwing you in my cellar because I'm an asshole and you fell for it because you're also an asshole.
I said, Edmund is gone and he's being a dumbass and gonna go be bait.
Yep. Yep.
So then they're like, okay, what can we do? Like, we can't go in there. And so they're like, okay, take us to Aslan. Mm-hmm. Like, let's go find Aslan.
And while Edmund's in there, he's, like, chained up. Mm-hmm. And guess who his cellmate is? The person he's got thrown in jail. And he still doesn't really seem, like, I'm just like, I don't.
Yeah. He's like, oh, you're Mr. Tumnus?
Hey. Mm-hmm. Like, and Mr. Tumnus is like, oh, you're Lucy's brother. Like, you have the same nose. Still being sweet. And Edmund's like, yeah.
So Edmund tells them that they were at this beaver dam. And then he's like, oh, yeah, they, like, said something about Aslan, I guess. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
He just keeps, like, oh, my God. Like, oh, my God. He's so annoying. Like, and even in the moments where he like, rats someone out in order to, like, help, because he thinks he's helping someone else. Like, he tells the queen that, well, actually, no, in that instance, he doesn't. he does that to save himself. Like, yeah. In another instance, the queen is, like, pointing at someone else, and, you know, he wants to save them or whatever. But in this instance, the queen points her sword thing at him, and he's like, oh, wait, okay, I'll tell you everything. Like, dude.
And he says, like, okay, they mentioned something about Aslan, and Mr. Tumnus is like, looks at him like, shut the fuck up.
Dude, like, come on.
And he's like, the queen is like, did they say where Aslan is? Mm-hmm. And it's like, does he know? And he's just like actually being smart right now? Or did he actually just like leave beforehand?
Right. You don't really know. Because I don't really remember. I remember if he left before they like said.
I don't think they didn't show Edmund at all like during that whole thing. But Aslan is going to be at like the stone table. Mm-hmm. But we don't know if Edmund knows that.
So the wolves go on a chase. Mm-hmm. After his siblings.
I could not stop thinking about the wolf pack. The pack of saber-toothed tigers in Ice Age for some reason. Every time. Because the one leader guy, like, I was like, Diego, like, what are you doing? Like, I don't know. I just couldn't get it out of my head.
And then they come upon a fox. Mm-hmm. Do you know who the fox is?
No.
What does the fox say? No, but the voice, the second he started talking, I was like, oh my God.
Who is he?
It's Prince Charming from Shrek 2.
Whoa.
I said, is that the voice of Prince Charming? And then I Googled it and I was like, oh my God, it is.
Okay. I haven't seen Shrek 2 in a long time. So, like, Shrek 1, I know by heart. But Shrek 2, it wasn't like, I liked it, but I just didn't watch it all the time, so. I don't really remember, but I remember the prince.
I'm glaring at
Rachel. I know. Right now. I don't remember what his voice sounds like. Yeah, they find a fox, and the fox is like, get up in that tree. Like, I'll help distract the wolves. Mm-hmm. And the wolves come, and they try to, like, beat it out of the fox. And the fox is like, oh, they went north. So he leaves the wolves on a different path, and then...
The queen takes Edmund. She's like, oh, well, let's go find your siblings then.
Oh, yeah.
And he sees that she turned Mr. Tumnus into stone. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, fuck.
Yep. Is that my fault? Yep. Mm-hmm.
So then all the kids are like walking across the iced river. Mm-hmm. And then they hear a sleigh coming after them. Mm. They're like, oh, shit, it's the queen. Mm-hmm. So then they're running and they hide. And it's Father Christmas.
I did think that... Is that in the book?
I don't remember.
Because that was the only part that I was like, this feels really random. Like, I don't know why.
I genuinely, like, do not remember.
Like, I don't know. Like, I liked it because mm-hmm. it made it feel Christmassy. But I was like,
well, because they said Santa? There's no Christmas. Okay. It's like just winter. Yeah. It's never like, oh, it's winter and then it's Christmas and magical. Mm. No, it's just like winter just forever.
Cold. Okay. And okay.
Cold.
That makes sense.
And then like Santa coming is kind of like a nod to
like things are changing.
Things are changing. Like Christmas mm-hmm. is here.
Yeah.
So that means winter is ending.
Okay. You're right. I just for some reason I was so like put off by it. I was like, what? Like in the middle of this like other world, like it's like Santa Claus. And I was like, what?
No, it's Father Christmas.
It is okay, Father Christmas. But they do get all like little gifts that they end up using, so like it makes sense.
Lucy gets a little like potion that can heal someone with just a drop. Mm-hmm. Susan gets a bow and arrow where it's like you won't miss. Mm-hmm. She gets a horn.
To call for safety.
Yep. And then Peter gets a sword. And then they're like, oh, well, if Christmas is here, then that means winter is over. That means the river is not going to be ice anymore.
Yeah, so. We have to cross it to get to Aslan. Yeah. So they begin crossing this river and the ice is melting. So then they have this like battle with the wolves again. Mm-hmm. And they like float down the river and... make it. Mm-hmm. But Peter still doesn't kill the wolf. Yeah. So it's like, that's like a thing where he's kind of like taunting him. He's like, I know you don't have it in me. You're not a true king. You're not able to defeat me or whatever. So he still doesn't do that. So we know that'll be like later on for a character arc.
Yeah.
So they make it out of the river and we see the Ice Queen looking down at the river like a little bit later. The kids are gone. And she's with Edmund, and she's upset because obviously she sees that there are changes being happening. The river's melted, the flowers are growing, the grass is green, all these things. Like, and her wolves bring that fox that led them astray. And he's like, "I'm sorry, Your Highness." And she's like, "It's too late for apologies." And he's like, "I wasn't talking to you." Ooh, burn. It was good. And he's talking to Edmund. And Edmund's like, "What?" So the Ice Queen is about to kill the fox or turn him to stone. And Edmund, because he thinks he's saving the fox, he's like, wait, don't. Like, because the reason the queen's going to kill this fox is because the fox won't tell her any information about Aslan, about the plan, about where everybody is and where they're headed. So Edmund, to stop the killing, he's like, wait, I know where they're going. They're going to Aslan. He's like, cross the river on the stone thing. Mm-hmm. Like, and the fox looks at Edmund like, dude, first of all, she's going to kill me either way because she's evil. Second of all, he's like, I'm going to try to sacrifice myself here. Like, and you just gave away our only valuable information. Mm-hmm. And she still turns him to stone. Like, Edmund, stupid. You're so stupid. Come on, man. So now the queen knows where Aslan's whole army is and where the kids are headed.
At that scene, I, like, looking at Edmund, so they had said that, I think his name's Skylar. Skander. Okay, weird name. Whoa. But Skander.
Wow.
They were like, he grew 6 inches from the beginning of the filming to like the end. Oh. And they said his voice started changing so much they had to have his younger sister like dub in lines for him.
What?
And like watching him in that scene, like I looked at him, I was like, I feel like he looks older. Like I was like, already he looks like older. And he, like, during some of the lines, I was like, even his voice is, like, it didn't sound like a little baby anymore.
Interesting. I didn't notice. Good observation. Dang. Like, now I want to rewatch this scene. That's so interesting.
Like,
wow.
Looking at it, I was like, because at the beginning of the movie, I was, like, looking at them, and I was like, wow, he looks, like, so young.
Yeah.
And then towards the end, I was like, oh, my gosh, he looks older. And they said they filmed, like, mostly chronological, like, for, like, the development of the kids, kind of, like, show everything. But, yeah, I feel like even that can help show, like, time is passing.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like you can see the growth of the kids throughout the whole thing.
Wow.
I was like, damn, they looked older by the end of it.
Interesting. Okay. Wow. I wasn't paying attention to that. That's cool.
Oh, and then that's when she slaps Edmund, too. Because she's like, bitch, you think you're going to help the fox?
Right.
No.
Thanks for the information. Should have told me earlier. So.
They arrive at camp.
And everybody is like happy to see them. And that's when we see Aslan for the first time. He comes out of his tent and everybody bows and it's a big, beautiful lion.
He looks great.
He does look great. Gorgeous.
I said it took 10 hours to render each frame of him that appears on screen. And like the sun shining on him, his little like nose, like he looks so cute.
Yeah, he looks really good. A little too good. I was just like, oh my god, it's like insane. Like I just was like the way his fur was moving.
Yeah.
I was like, dang, for 2005.
Like, oh my gosh.
Just whoa.
We just see everyone kind of getting comfortable at camp.
Yep.
Lucy and Susan are by the like water. They're kind of hanging out.
Yeah.
The wolves show up and kind of corner them. So Peter runs to save them. And we kind of get like Aslan being like, this is Peter's fight.
Yeah.
Like he has to like prove himself.
Character arc. And he finally kills the wolf. So yeah, it's a big moment. And the other wolf like runs away to warn everybody about everything.
So they follow the wolf.
Yes, that's it. Okay, yeah. They follow the wolf. That's how I was like, how do they get to the They follow that other wolf back to the Ice Queen's camp and they take Edmund.
Are you okay?
I'm not okay. Like, I'm... I cannot get my letters. Like, what is happening? They take Edmund out of the evil camp and take him back to where his siblings are.
Mm-hmm.
And we see Aslan having a conversation with Edmund on the rock. And it's like, we don't hear what they're saying, but they're talking. And Aslan comes off and he's like, no need to talk about the past. Like, it's all good. He's here with us now. It's all fine. So then they just literally don't talk about it. I was like, wow.
Yeah. They give Edmund a hug and you can still see like Peter... Like, it's hard to, like, show affection, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, he's your brother.
Yeah.
It's okay to give him a hug.
Yeah. Yeah. It's still, you still feel Peter, like, trying to be the dad. Like, yeah. A little bit.
And at that point, they're talking about, like, the war, and Peter's like, I think you guys should go home, and I'll stay and fight. And I thought this was interesting, because at the beginning, when they were getting on the train, it, like, makes a showing of, like, Peter looking at other, like, young boys going to the war instead of getting on the train and, like, leaving.
Yeah.
And I feel like he, like, thinks, like, oh, I'm stuck here being a kid and, like, watching my siblings when, like, I want to be, like, going to the war and, like, be a man, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, when he was, like, having this conversation, he was like, I'll just stay, like, I'll fight. Yeah. I was like, damn. Is this, like, a nod to earlier how he feels like he wanted to, like, fight? But he couldn't.
But all the kids decide to stay. They're like, basically, we got to stick together. Like, no, we want to help too. So Susan's like, time to start practicing. So she picks up her bow and arrow, and then they're all like, kind of trying to, you know.
Yeah.
They're like practicing on the horses, doing fights and stuff, the swords. And then the queen shows up.
Yeah. She wants a meeting with Aslan.
Mm-hmm. She's like, you took Edmund and that, like, the law of Narnia or whatever is that all traitors come to me, and he's a traitor.
Yeah, so his blood belongs to her.
Yeah. And Aslan's like, yep, that is the law. Let's talk about this privately. So they go into his tent and they come out, and Aslan's like, yep, everything's fine, like, Edmund gets to stay and everyone's happy. But Lucy, like, looks over at Aslan and he looks, like, really sad.
Yeah.
And so they're like, ooh, something's up. So in the middle of the night, they see through the tent, Lucy and Susan. Mm-hmm. So they follow him, and he sees that they're following. So he's like, you can walk with me. Like, it's fine. So they walk together. And then at some point he's like, all right, like, I'm on my own now. Like, you guys go back to camp. Everything's fine. And so they don't, like, they leave him to walk the way that wherever he's going, but they kind of stay and they hide and watch from up high, like, what's going on. And Aslan's, like, walking through all of the evil people, the other side, to the witch. And everyone's taunting him, and it's really, really, really hard to watch.
Oh, I was crying throughout this entire
thing. I closed my eyes for most of it. Yeah. I couldn't really handle it. I was,
like, so sad.
It's really sad.
Like, the second, like, the witch showed up, I was like crying because I knew what was coming.
Yeah, it's really sad. I honestly don't even want to harp on it too much because it's just too sad. So
I just put Lucy sees Aslan and follows him, and then I just put a bunch of sad faces, and then I went to, like, okay, like,
yeah. So he dies, like, he's killed. And the queen thinks she, like, won. She's like, great, like, he's dead. Now the other side is powerless.
Yeah.
Like I'm, like...
Get the, like, battle ready. It's happening.
Yeah, like, their leader's gone. They don't stand a chance. Like, it's all fine. We're good. So, Susan and Lucy stay with the body. And also, I was like, wow, okay, so now, like, this one was super obvious, obviously. But I was like, okay, so it's, like, Jesus, like, being murdered. Like, I was like, okay, this makes sense. Like, wow, it's... interesting to, like, show it in this way for like families to watch. I thought it was
cool. He said that, or C.S. Lewis said that, if, like, he was thinking, okay, if like Christ was a like animal in a world, like what animal would he be? Mm-hmm. And he chose lion because like lion is basically the king of the jungle and like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the like, I guess in the Bible there's something, the Lion of Judah.
Mm.
So, okay. And he said he kept having dreams about lions when he was writing the book.
Interesting. It'd be interesting to watch this with someone who was knowledgeable about Christianity.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that would be really interesting. Because I'm sure there's tons of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, oh, yeah. Like, it's cool. Even, like, one of the queens, like, henchmen, mm-hmm. like, right side, right hand man people, whatever, yeah. was like a, I don't even know, like a bull or like mm-hmm. a horned.
Yeah.
Some, was it a bull? I don't know. But I feel like I have seen that specific creature mm-hmm. symbolized for like Lucifer and the devil.
Yeah.
In many like horror movies and like.
Oh, for sure.
The yeah. witch and uh-huh. all that stuff. Like, I feel like that's always, I don't know if that's because it's actually written like in the Bible or mm-hmm. whatever, but like, I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
Just two people who don't know anything about like, this kind of
that,
stuff.
Is like, that the Bible?
Trying to... so like Jesus,
I'm
right?
not trying to be disrespectful. I just like literally don't know. Like, I'm very ignorant about it. I don't know. But
And then even with like Aslan like sacrificing himself for Edmund, mm-hmm. In the Bible, mm-hmm. it is like Jesus Christ like sacrificing himself for Judas when like Judas was the traitor.
Yeah, right. I've been to church on Easter, like I have no idea. Like, oh my god. But it's beautiful. The symbolism is gorgeous. It's really sad. It's moving. All of these things. And but the girls stay with him.
Wait, what?
Are you what? Do you know about it? Do you want to correct us? Like,
Do you know about Jesus? Excuse me, sir. Knock, knock, knock. Hello.
Do you know? Have you heard the good news?
He came back 3 days later.
Yeah, 3 days later.
We know what we're talking about.
So
do you know about it?
Oh god. Yeah, so the girls stay yeah. with him, like, because they're just like, they saw it happen, like, yeah. how traumatizing, like, they stay with the body and they're like, mm-hmm. oh my god. And also I was like, what is the deal with the rats? Like, the rats come in,
they
like,
were, like, just
they kind of
helping,
they were just trying
like,
to help.
Take the yeah. like, ties off of him, yeah. unless that was also symbolic.
But I was
always for
like,
something.
Is that a symbol? Like, why are they rats? Like, I just was like, everything. I was like,
everything.
I don't know. What.
Like, what does this mean?
Yeah.
I was
like, what does it mean?
So they tell the trees because they're like, everyone needs to know that, like, yeah. Aslan mm-hmm. has been killed and yeah. the war is starting. So they get the trees to tell Peter. Mm-hmm. So then. They're like, okay, Peter, like, you're the leader now.
Yeah.
What do we do?
Mm-hmm.
And so.
He's like, we fight. That's what we do.
We fight.
All together. And then the battle starts.
Yeah.
The battle is quite long. It's like the rest of the movie is the battle.
Okay, because in the book, it's like 3 pages.
That is so crazy. How yeah. do they do that in 3 pages?
It's literally so fast. It's like, oh, we start battling and then Aslan shows up and everything's fine.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. Because that was, like, the main thing that even, like, the director talked about. He was like, I wanted it to be, like, more of a, like, battle.
Because mm-hmm.
when I was reading it, I was like, that was it.
Interesting. Like. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I was like, this is long. I assumed it was really long in the book because it felt long watching.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that's interesting.
Because I don't even know if, like, a lot of those battle scenes, like, happen in the book. I really think it's just, like, oh... We're all fighting, and then Aslan shows up, and then, okay, happy ending.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Wow.
Yeah, so we have the battle.
Yeah.
For Narnia.
Yep.
And for Aslan.
Yep.
Also, the Aslan being like, do not cite the dark magic to me, like, I was there when it was written.
Yes.
Isn't that like a TikTok sound now?
Oh, is it?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, my God. I probably just didn't know. Oh, that's awesome.
Because I feel like it's like people being like, I see a bunch of book videos about it where it's like, oh, so in, like, whatever is the best book And then it's like, do not cite that to me. Like, I was there when it was written, like, talking about, like, old books.
Yeah,
like,
it sounds familiar. Okay.
But it was funny. Cool. It made me laugh in a part that I shouldn't have laughed. I was this isn't a funny scene, and I'm laughing. But, yeah, we have a fight.
Big battle.
Big battle.
Peter's finally taking charge. He's coming into himself as the new king. And the queen's there, and she's wearing Aslan's mane.
Is she? I didn't even notice that.
It was, like, around her neck.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. A big deal out of shaving him before she kills him, so.
Yeah. Damn. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
And then, so the battle's starting, and then we go, and we see Lucy and Susan still with Aslan, and they're like, oh, we should go, like, we need to go be with everyone.
Yeah, go help.
So they start to leave, and then they hear, like, a giant crash, and they turn around, and Aslan is gone, and the table has been broken.
Mm-hmm. And then he appears.
Like, him walking into, like, the sunlight was the most, like, I was like, yeah, that's Jesus.
It's Jesus. Like, it's he's like, cry not, I'm here, you know? And he's like, oh, the queen didn't understand this magic or whatever that she's trying to fight about. It's that, like, if I sacrifice myself in the for a traitor, like, that is, like, the ultimate whatever. So he, like, doesn't die. He's resurrected.
Do you want me to read what he actually said?
Go for it. I feel like my paraphrasing was spot on, but
I just think it's really funny to your paraphrasing.
Yeah.
When a willing victim that has committed no treachery, the stone table will crack and death will turn backwards.
That's exactly what you said. That's exactly. I don't even know why you needed to read
it. Okay, just
That's
wanted
exactly
to
what I you know, said.
Make sure.
Yes. So, he's alive.
He's alive.
He's resurrected. It's Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, amazing, we have to go to the battle. Mm-hmm. So Aslan's like, get on my back, let's go. And they go. And
well, they stop at the witch's castle first to defrost some people.
Right. You're right.
They need some more.
So then they have Mr. Tusman. No, don't tell me. Don't tell me.
You said Tusman.
It's like, I don't know where the S goes. That's my thing. Tumson? Tumnins.
That's kind of close.
Tusman? Tumson?
You're just saying the same word over and over again.
I can't figure it out. Tumnins? Tumnins? What is it?
Mr. Tumnus?
Tumnus! Oh, God. I can't figure out where the S goes every time, and I get so stressed out about it.
What?
I thought it was Thomas.
Thomas.
Like Thomas.
Like Thomas.
Oh, God.
Tumnus.
I'm not going to get it right. The next time next time I need to say his name, I'm going to fuck it up.
So we're in battle.
Yeah.
Peter's right-hand man is like, sees the queen coming for Peter. So he's like, I got you.
Yeah.
So then he tries and goes after her, but gets turned into stone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, troops are going down. She's like headed for Peter.
Yep.
Peter's like, Edmund, get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just go home.
Go save yourself.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so Edmund's like, nah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't listen.
Yep, that's my thing. Mm-hmm. I don't listen. So he aims for the queen's, like, ice stick thing that she's using to turn everybody into rocks. He's like, oh, if I can just get that, that'd be great. So he goes, and she catches him first, and they have this, like, battle. But he does break it.
Yeah. But then she stabs him.
But then she's... you win some, you lose some.
Yeah. I mean...
So, and this is when Peter, like, snaps. Like, he just, like, goes crazy and he starts, like, killing everybody in his path on the way to the queen. And he makes it to her, and they fight for a while. And she stabs his arm. She stabs his arm.
Mm-hmm.
And right as she's about to finish him off, that's when Aslan comes.
Yeah.
And he jumps her
mm-hmm.
and kills her.
Like, yeah. He just, like, rips her head
and
off.
And there's such an intense moment where you think, like, he's not going to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
At least I thought, like, yeah. Oh, he's going to do, like, this righteous thing and mm-hmm. be like, oh, but forgiveness or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he just kills her. Like, it's a mm-hmm. moment. It pause. Uh-huh. And they look in her eyes. And he's like, nah. And he's like, bite her head off.
So. And then it's, like, kind of slow-mo
for a second. Yeah, that was really cool. Yeah.
Where it's just Peter and Aslan, mm-hmm. and then he's like, it is done.
Yeah.
Like, it is over. All is right.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Well, all this is happening, and then, like, Susan and Lucy show up, and they're like, oh, my gosh, like, you're, mm-hmm. They're all just, like, talking there, and then they're like, where's Edmund? And Edmund's over there just, like,
dying.
Like,
on the floor.
Like, I was like, yeah. Damn, just leave him over there.
Right.
Like,
right? So they run to him, and Lucy uses her, like, potion thing that Santa gave her.
Father Christmas!
Father Christmas! And heals Edmund. So mm-hmm. they're all okay, and then Edmund and Peter finally hug, which is nice. It's like a big group hug.
He's like, why can't you just do what you're told?
Yeah, but this time it's with, like, a loving endearment, and it's sweet. And then they're at this, like, crowning ceremony
mm-hmm.
Where they're all becoming kings and queens of Narnia, and Aslan's there, and he's, like, doing the speech, and he's like, once you're a queen or king, you are always a queen or king, you know. It's very nice. And then also the outfit slapped.
Everything was velvet. I always loved the ending sequence because I thought they looked so cool.
So cool.
And I always wanted, like, an outfit like that.
Mm-hmm. Man, it looked good. And they all get crowns. And then Aslan is, like, walking down the beach mm-hmm. out into the sunset. And Lucy is sad. And but then the fawn is like... Oh,
the fawn.
He's like, he'll be back, like, in time. Like,
that also felt to me like a Jesus-y mm-hmm. reference.
It did.
Like, oh, he comes and saves everyone, yeah. and then one day Christ will be back when we need him.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, amen. Like,
yes, exactly, exactly. It was that. It was definitely that. Yeah. And he's walking down the beach, and then he disappears. And then... they're like, it's like a sequence where all of a sudden they're, like, grown up.
Yeah.
And it threw me for a minute because I was like, wait, there's another movie. Like, how are they grown up already? Like, I was so confused. And then they, like, see this lamppost, the lamppost from earlier when they're just, like, riding through the forest.
Uh-huh.
And Lucy's like, why does it look familiar? And I was
the actress that plays Lucy is her older sister.
Really?
And looking at her, I was like, she does, like, look like her.
That's cool. That's cute.
Yeah, but they're like, wow, this looks familiar.
Yeah. But I was a little confused by that because I was like, well, how would you forget, like, how you got here? I don't know. I was like, wasn't that long ago. You guys look like you're in your 20s.
I think, like, time goes really.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So, yeah, they see the lamppost and they're like, oh my gosh, why does this look familiar? Let's follow it. And they follow it, and then all of a sudden they're, like, through the wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're kids again.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly where they left off. Like, no time has passed at all because the professor comes into the room with the ball that got thrown through the window when they originally went to hide in the wardrobe. So it had literally been 10 minutes and they were gone for, like, 20 years.
Yeah.
And
then he's like, what are you doing? And
then
Peter's like, I don't think you would believe us. And then he's like, try me. And then him saying that made me cry. I was like.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
And then there was a bonus scene after the credits.
Yeah, no, Estelle got up to go to the bathroom. And because I assumed it was over. It was an end credit scene. And.
What was this, Marvel?
Right? Like, guess true fans got to stay for Narnia movies, huh? As well as the Marvel. But, it's a scene with Lucy and the professor, and the professor, they're both in the wardrobe room, and she's trying to open it again, but it's not leading anywhere, and she's like, will we ever go back? And the professor's like, I bet you will. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm sure you will. And then it's like setting up that sequel.
I'm so curious because, like, so do they just, like, not ever go home after the war?
Yeah.
Like in the other movie? Because like, how? Happens?
Unless it's all within the span of, like, them a year or house. Whatever. Yeah. Like, whatever, however long that the war is happening and they're there.
Oh, and I also liked how, like, Lucy was the one to see the lamppost and, like, lead them back home.
Yeah.
Just like she was that one that, like, led them there.
Yeah, totally.
I was like, oh.
Yeah. It's really cute. That was great.
It was good.
It was really good.
I feel like it filled, like, a little fantasy bubble that I've been needing.
Aw, good. Yeah, it was really good. I liked it. Let's rate it.
The only thing I didn't say was that they filmed in New Zealand, Prague, Slovenia, and Poland.
Whoa, that's a long list. Oh my god. Yeah. Dang.
Which I've been to Prague and Slovenia.
I've only been to Prague.
I've been to Prague, but we drove through Slovenia to get to Prague, I'm pretty sure, and it was beautiful.
Dang. That's which really makes cool. Sense. Makes sense.
Like all the like. LOL really at green parts.
Bridge to Terabithia being filmed in New Zealand as well.
Everyone just goes to New Zealand to like film movies. It's like New Zealand or Canada.
Yeah.
All right. Plot.
Creative and fun and magical and.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah, really good. No plot holes. I mean, not that we're like obvious or anything. Yeah, I thought it was great. Is it a 5?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it's a 5.
Fashion. And there wasn't a lot to it.
Yeah. Really just those ending outfits.
Yeah.
Like, even the queen's look, I thought I was going to be really into it, but I wasn't.
Yeah, it was kind of, like, boring.
It was kind of boring, yeah. Her makeup choice was cool, because it was, like, so bland. But yeah, I didn't really like her outfits. Yeah, I don't know. I'm very, like, maybe, like, a 2 or a 3, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, 3 is fine. The soundtrack. I thought the score was great.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was good too.
I feel like it's very, like, memorable. At least for me, I feel like that main, like, Narnia theme during the battle. Like, I was like, oh yeah, this is, like, the Narnia song. Like, I remember that. Good fantasy.
Yeah.
Score.
About a 4, 4.5.
Yeah,
maybe?
4.5. Jokes. I feel like there were certain, like, things that I, like, laughed at.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, like, just, like, the lighter moments I thought were always good.
Uh-huh.
I always liked how there were lots of times where, like, something was said and then it was said later to, like, tease back.
Yeah, totally.
Which I liked.
Beavers were funny. Yeah. I thought that was good. Like, a 4.
Rewatchability.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I feel similar to when we watched Bridge to Terabithia, where I was like, I don't want to rewatch this. Like,
yeah.
Like, this is a little bit more feel good because of the way it ends and everything's okay.
Yeah.
But it is still, like, emotionally a lot to watch. But it was great.
Yeah. I could see myself being like, wow, I want to watch something that's, like, kind of action-y, but, like, I also want a good cry.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'd be like, maybe Narnia.
Definitely. It's a good option for that.
Now I'm curious about the other ones.
Yeah, I am curious too. We should watch it. I would love to see what it is.
Well, there's freaking 2 more.
2 more. But it is very rewatchable.
I don't know. I'd say like a 4.
Yeah.
Chemistry.
Very good.
I thought everyone was
great.
I
really believe they were all siblings.
And I think, I don't know, but I feel like in the other movies, it might just, like, get down to where it's just Lucy and Edmund. And I feel like even in the first movie, I could see how it's, like, Lucy and Edmund are, like, the main of the 4. Like, it's kind of focused on them. And I thought they were, like, everyone, I feel like, did great. Even also, like, working with a lion that wasn't
exactly
there.
Exactly what I was just about to say. Exactly. Great chemistry with something that's not there. So.
Yeah.
Good.
And when Lucy and Susan were walking with Aslan to the stone table, all I could think about was Twilight and that picture clip of freaking Kristen Stewart with like some dude dressed as in a gray suit. And I was like, damn, this is fucking sad. And now I'm just thinking about like them walking with that like
picture. Kristen Stewart rubbing some guy's head. Like, Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was great. I mean, should that one be a 5 maybe?
Yeah. Cringe to cute scale.
I did not cringe.
Yeah, it wasn't cringe.
No cringe.
Thought it was a great movie. And I'm surprised that it was 2005.
Yeah.
But I keep like reminding myself like, okay, 2005. Like in my head, I'm like, wow. Yeah. What? But if Goblet of Fire came out that year too, then like, that's crazy. It was happening. Doesn't sound right to me.
Yeah.
Goblet of Fire in 2005. I mean, I guess. But that's crazy to me.
It is crazy.
I feel weird giving it a 5.
I know, but I feel like what else would we give it? 5 it is.
4.3.
Yeah, that feels right. Really good. Really high.
That was good.
It was really good. I'm surprised I haven't rewatched this before. I haven't watched it since I was a kid. Like,
there is this show. I don't know if it was. It had to have been on Netflix because I don't know why it would have been. No, wait. It's Disney. Maybe it was on Disney Plus. That makes sense. I was like, I think it's on Disney Plus, but there was a show and it was called like, I feel like it's called Prop Culture, but I'm not sure. But there's a show on Disney Plus where they like talk, each episode is about a different movie and they look at the props and they look at like wardrobe and all that stuff. But one episode was on Narnia and there's this like guy out there that has like collected like all the costumes and like so much of the stuff from the movie. And he has this, like, attic in his house where it's just, like, all the costumes. Whoa. And they, like, sit down with the girl that plays Lucy and, like, show her that dress that she wears and her little, like, cardigan over it. And, like, it's so tiny. And she's, like, holding it. And she's, like, this is crazy. Like, I was so small.
Yeah.
And I was, like, I don't.
That's so crazy.
I know. It's so good. You should watch it.
I would love to watch
also just like I love that kind of stuff where it's like just talking about behind the scenes things.
Yeah, totally.
But it was really good.
Well, that was really good. That was a good watch. And it was still wintry enough to where I was like, this feels like Christmas.
Father Christmas.
Yeah, that was great. Well, all right then.
Our last movie of the year.
Oh. Wow.
2022 is
over. 2022 is over. Moving on. Thank you, next. All right, then. We'll see you next time.
See you next year.
See you next year. Bye.
Bye. Hey, thanks for listening.
If you enjoyed the show, make sure to follow us wherever you listen to your podcasts, and you can get updates on all our new episodes. You can also follow us on Instagram at @likeomgpodcast.
We also want to thank Mike Tech for providing us with these microphones and headphones and supporting us on our podcast journey.
Podcast theme song by Sam Skorik.
See you next time. Bye.